chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. That's where we were yesterday. And I want to, yesterday I got all excited and I kept on going on and on. And I wanted to leave an opportunity and a moment for you to be able to turn to your neighbor and to narrate what you just heard. I mentioned that Amy does this in homeschooling, and it's a really great way to burn things into your memory when you have to tell your neighbor what you just heard. So I'm going to read through this passage again. I'm going to rattle off some of the points that I had pointed out yesterday. If you need to write them down really quick because you've forgotten them or you didn't write them yesterday, you should do that right now. And then you're going to have to turn to your neighbor and tell them some of the main points of what I've tried to point out here and what we see in the passage. So let me read this passage once again. Don't be too alarmed if I walk by and just kind of encourage you on the shoulder there. So in verse 19, Luke chapter 16, verse 19, there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man, Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from here or from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that they may, that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham accept Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not with plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, I want to just ask you a couple of questions as we look at this passage right here. I want to ask if you qualify to be an evangelist. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and he said to them, "All authority